Joining me today is Gary Moritz, who is a partially sighted portrait artist who uses pastels, paints and pencils to create his pieces. Good morning, Gary. Thanks for joining us. So how did you get into painting in the first place?
Well, it goes back to when I was probably about 9 or 10. I got this distinctive memory of doing some pencil drawings of some dinosaurs. Obviously, I had a little dinosaur book and I just drew some pictures from it. And I just remember going downstairs and showing my mum and my uncle, who was visiting at the time, and their reaction was like, oh, that's good, you know. And it just sort of like made me think, oh, maybe I can do this. My mum was heavily into the singer Barry Manilow back in that time. So I did a picture of him for her. And then I think a bit later on, she took one of his prints and sent it off to the Royal Albert Hall where Barry Manilow was playing, and just I think she wrote something on the back, and next thing we knew, Barry had seen it and sent back 2 free tickets for the concert.
Oh, wow!
So this was when I was about, I don't know, 16, something like that, and it sort of really hit me. I thinking, well, you know, he thinks that of my picture, and so it just took off from there. I thought maybe I should really take this quite seriously and start doing it. But around about that time, I got diagnosed with, I was diagnosed at 16 with RP, retinitis pigmentosa. So that kind of scared me a little bit, thinking, well, how long have I got to paint and so on? Because I had ideas of perhaps doing graphic design and as a career and things like that. And then I started to sell some. I think that started when I was at college. I showed my art teacher one of those Elvis watercolors, and he said, oh, what do you want to do with it? I said, I don't know. He said, well, do you want to sell it? Why don't you try and sell it? And the idea of selling it was like, wow, he really thinks I could sell this, you know?
So
I need help.
Do you think that having sort of that art as like a constant thing, I know you had your gaps, but then going back to it and then another gap and going back to it, do you think that sort of helped you on your sight loss journey, having that sort of creative outlet almost?
Well, yeah, I think there's that. I mean, I've spoken to one or two people with sight loss who've seen my works, and they said, often say the same thing. They said, oh, I've been thinking about getting back into my art, but I'm not sure if I can do it, sort of thing. And I felt that, you know, I felt the same way. I know exactly how they feel. Your confidence, you question your confidence. And I think someone like myself will want to try and carry on with the same standard. You don't want to do it and it's not as good as it was when you were last doing it. You want to carry on with that standard because you know how much or how well you can do or how good you can paint. You want to carry on with that standard. So, but if your sight prevents you from doing that, then you might get a little bit a bit upset about it and just give it up.
Do you think that art and creating art yourself is something that feels inaccessible to people with sight loss?
Well, I think so, yeah. I think there's different ways of getting access. I mean, I've recently, before lockdown and everything, I was attending visually impaired life drawing classes. And so there were people there with all sorts of levels of eyesight. I mean, some attending were completely blind. They had no sight at all. And so they used to paint in their younger days, and they had that instinct. Some would do clay modelling, so they could feel their forms that they were creating. And so they would have somebody to describe the model. For example, they would say, well, the arm's sticking out to the right, and head is sort of slanted to the left, you know, that sort of thing. So people can visualise what the model looks like and then just try and create something from that. So, I mean, that's in a life drawing class. But if you take that to, say, a home situation, I now need some help, particularly with colours. So, for example, I will be using a colour for like a brown, and then my better half will come in and say, oh, why is the face looking green? And I said, well, is it green? And she said, yeah, you've been using the green colour. And I'll be looking at the pencil and I said, well, is that green then? She said, yeah, it's green. we've come to the point where we think we need to organise ourselves a bit better here. And so we're going to on my next project, we're going to absolutely pin down the colours that I need and not to use any other colours.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can just hone in on those colours and not make all these silly mistakes with using these other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really important to just get that support that you need to be able to do things like this and to be able to get involved. I'm just wondering if you've got a piece of advice for a blind or partially sighted person who enjoys art but is a little bit nervous or worried that they're not going to be as good as they once were. What would be your advice for them to just pick up the brush or the pencil and just get stuck in?
My advice would be to think, what have you got to lose by doing it? I think everybody enjoys, whoever does art enjoys doing it. So it's an enjoyable thing to do. So why not? And as I say, if you can be patient with it and just say to yourself, okay, I might not get there straight away, but if I keep working at it, I will. And I think the more you do that, the better you become over time.
Absolutely. It's just having that confidence to just get stuck in, isn't it? We've talked a few times about Facebook. So where can we find you and have a look at some more of your art?
Well, I'm under Gary Moritz Portrait Artist. And all my works were under that page. I do have a separate one called Elvis Art for the Elvis fans. It's called Elvis Artworks by Gary Moritz. You can certainly catch me there.